vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional piss.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Monday to you. Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times Bulls Beat is going to join us at 10 with Arturis Karnishevas talking about his plans as they continue to move very deliberately towards whatever Bulls basketball is going to look like in its next iteration. The Midday Midway is at 10:40. Anthony Herron of the Pac-12 Network, Fox, NBC Sports, Sirius XM, and the former Iowa Hawkeye defensive lineman is going to join us in some very interesting times for that program at 11 o'clock to tell us his experiences. We also have surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us? You can. That's Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can send a text as well to the text zone that is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The way you text is a little different than it has been in the past. Instead of the old short code, you're just going to text the same number that you would call, 312-644-6767. And when you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. You can follow my personal account as well at Dan_Bernstein. Download the radio.com app, and that way you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer and the man on the board in the studio doing what he does. He's known as the Mexicutioner, and he is Ray Diaz. Boy, what an eventful weekend it's been. The sports world is not the same place that it was when we last left you at noon on Friday. Big differences, big things have changed. And I know if you're like I am, you spent the weekend watching, just watching video of everything, watching hundreds of thousands of protesters around the world. It was, these were championship parades. That's the size of this thing. These were righteous championship parades. In every city, from London to Bologna to Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Chicago, thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and small towns as well, all changing the world, all making us think about things. And then you know what we do next, what I did next? I can just tell you what I did over the weekend. I did a lot of reading. I did a lot of listening, and I did a lot of reading of history of how we got here and how we got here in policing and how our police forces became what they did and things that I did not know. And I'm embarrassed that I didn't know and embarrassed that I should have known about so much and should have cared more about so much of this stuff. I also simultaneously, concurrently, got to watch a brilliantly done virtual high school graduation of my daughter's high school, of Lincoln Park High School, on Sunday, and celebrate her graduation. And just to hear these young men and women, to hear them speak, to hear the energy, the motivation, the empathy, the kindness that's coming out of so many of these bright young men and women, and particularly young men and women of color. Lincoln Park High School is only 29% white, and it embodies an energy within this city And they've been through a lot at that school this year. This is a, this class has been through a lot, the class of 2020, and all through CPS. And I know I can only speak specifically to what the kids at Lincoln Park and to some extent at Jones College Prep have gone through. But to hear them, they're not having it. They're done with a lot of the crap. And as they head off into the world, they're taking names, they're keeping receipts, and they've got a different image for how they want their world to look. And that was really inspiring. That was really energizing and heartening, just personally, to see that happen. And then you know what we did? We went out for tacos. And I forgot how nice it is to sit outside on a patio at a restaurant with an ice-cold Modelo and a big plate of steak tacos in front of me, and have people around me safely, socially distanced, but happy and outside safely. You know, walking the half hour from here to there, walking the half hour back, and being out in the community in that regard, it was nice. But I spent a lot of time reading, a lot of time learning. This sports world is a different place. The NFL is critical. And I think I tried to articulate last week why. It's great to hear people in every sport saying what they're saying about the revolution that's occurring in front of us right now, that's rolling out thunderously. That for Jonathan Toews and Zdeno Chara and Braden Holtby and everyone to be marching, for Steph Curry to be marching, for baseball players to be marching, that's wonderful. But man, don't lose sight of how much the NFL matters because of what it has represented, because of how it sets up demographically, because of the socio-political history, because of the recent history with Colin Kaepernick. And there was a tremendous story about how that player's statement that ended up with Roger Goodell, apparently broadcasting from my friend's basement in 1978. And I don't know how he was able to pull that off. But from the wood paneling, all he needed was like an Atari 2600 sitting there somewhere to make it absolutely perfect. Or like all pro baseball stars, 1977 sitting next to him. He even had the Mike Brady shirt on to top it all off. So that was the content of his message was significant, but I don't know how he was able to turn back time in that regard. But when that happened, there was a critical tectonic shift in the sports culture. Yeah, you've got to mark that. It began, according to this incredible Yahoo Sports story, it began with what is referred to as a rogue employee. It's a man named Brandon Minter who broke protocol because he was unhappy and angry and motivated. He wanted to create content to be heard around the league, and he just sent a DM to Saints receiver Michael Thomas on Instagram. And that's how it all got started. And then he reached out to other players, and they wanted to put together a message on behalf of NFL players. And this guy could have lost his job because he violated the rules of his work, explaining to a player, contacting a player directly and saying, I'm an NFL social employee. I'm embarrassed by how the league has been silent this week. So the NFL hasn't condemned racism. The NFL hasn't said that Black Lives Matter. And Brandon Minter sent this out. And then the responses were coming in, and he did take it to his bosses, and he had a Zoom call with his bosses on which he says he was prepared to lose his job and thought that he would be punished for doing this. But instead, the opposite happened, and people within the NFL convened for a town hall, and they talked about what was going on. They understood that something was changing. And what happened after this one employee, this one man, remember his name, Brandon Minter is his name. He started this, and he ended up with an A-list of star players talking about Michael Thomas, Odell Beckham Jr., Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley, and so many more, all made themselves a part of this. He and others in the NFL office edited this. And this is what the NFL players posted.
It's been 10 days since George Floyd was brutally murdered.
How many times do we need to ask you to listen to your players?
What will it take
for one of us to be murdered by police brutality?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
What if I was George Floyd?
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 I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am McCormick Dunn.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I am Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our rights
to peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
That was produced and posted because of one NFL social employee who felt the need to do that. One person. That was not focus grouped. That was not the result of a bunch of owners thinking, well, what do we put out here to try this? This was not a branding effort. It was one person going directly to players saying, we can tell the NFL what we want to hear from them. And when they set the example, when they're able to change things from 4 years ago, it's meaningful because they're not afraid. And I don't think the players so much. I guess I should take that back because we heard Akeem Hicks say it. Akeem Hicks of the Bears talked about his fear that he feared being blackballed when they saw what happened to Colin Kaepernick, that where there could have been a groundswell, they backed off because the tone was different. The time was different. The scales of justice were imbalanced in a way that they were afraid of a tweet where the NFL for a long time, and even to some extent, the players were fearful of a small subset of very vocal racists. And they were afraid of the reaction. And there wasn't an overall worldwide outpouring that they had behind them, that they didn't have this cascading wave for justice behind them in the way that they feel and see that they do now. And to think how buffaloed so many of these players were, and the just to try to empathize with that kind of pain, to understand that they wanted to, that they knew what Colin Kaepernick was doing, they knew what he was saying, and damn it, they knew he was right. And they still, for their livelihoods, to feed their families, to do their jobs, didn't feel that they were in a position similarly to do what was right. And then it takes somebody like Brandon Minter understanding the moment and understanding that he too risked his livelihood, that he too knew that he expected on that Zoom call with his bosses, he expected to lose his job. And instead, NFL players lined up, the star power of NFL players lined up like iron filings magnetized behind him in this effort. And when you watch it and when you see the number of faces and you hear the number of voices, you know that the NFL understands it. And Roger Goodell, apparently before he made his public statement, according to reports of people who know, he didn't run this by all the owners, that there were some owners who were blindsided by it. And to that I say, good. He did go to the power brokers that run the league. I don't know if Jerry Jones was among them, and we'll see what happens after the fact. We'll see what happens as this goes on. But for Goodell to have heard this and to have apparently more on his own than not, and I'm sure that he's not writing it himself, that he obviously has a small circle of confidants involved in doing something like this. And it's so hard for me to give a ton of credit to the NFL commissioner, because in large part he has just been buffeted by winds beyond his control, both his bosses and sometimes rich and powerful owners with their own interests, and being fearful of a tweet coming from the White House because he's worried about how that affects his business. That's changed now. Those fears, in large part, clearly are gone. It was a step in the right direction by the NFL. It was a significant step in the right direction for sports in the United States. It was a major weekend. And I've told you, because of that statement, because of the effect of the players, because of the message that it sends, of the lack of fear, of pushback, of clapback from racists, and they know it's coming, but they're not afraid of it anymore. That the rising tide is going to subsume that percentage of whatever that noxious element remains in their fandom. Sports has changed. It changed since our show ended on Friday. I want you to hear the Roger Goodell statement when we come back, and then hear what I think is a very valid criticism of it by a prominent sociocultural sports critic. And we could break that all down. So you'll hear it, and then you'll hear what's wrong with it. Next. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute. Today's birthday shout-out goes to All-Pro offensive tackle Mitchell Schwartz. The Iron Horse right tackle of the Super Bowl champion Chiefs has kept busy during the quarantine by indulging in his second favorite passion, cooking. Perhaps you've seen videos of his pizza recipe or other signature dishes on his video series, Mitch in the Kitch. You may recall that the 6'5", 320-pound chef in training is also the co-author with his brother Jeff of the 2016 bestseller, Eat My Schwartz. Concerning the upcoming season, Schwartz told the Kansas City Star, "My inclination from the get-go was that they're going to find a way to make it happen because there's so much money involved from all sides." As for the off-season Zoom meetings, Schwartz feels they lack the spontaneity of a live classroom due to muted mics. He also misses the hands-on, on-field instruction for newly installed plays. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. User rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's time to go back to work. There's a lot to do. We have things to make, stuff to build, cargo to ship, customers to serve. So grab a 5-hour energy and get ready. For 16 years, through good times and bad, 5-hour energy has been there helping hard-working people get stuff done. It's time to go back to work. Let's roll up our sleeves and get going. For more information and to order online, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's Breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Here we do not ask what will tomorrow hold, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? A breakfast baconator? A honey butter chicken biscuit? A sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant? A frosty chino? Buy any of these four Wendy's breakfast favorites and get another for just a buck. Tomorrow's looking good.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Roger, what went into the decision to stage a workout for Colin Kaepernick? Who'd you talk with? Kind of how did it come about? And then what did you think of the end result?
I haven't thought about this in a few weeks. Listen, this was, as I've said to you before, about creating an opportunity, which Colin's representatives came out in early October, and we created that opportunity. It was a unique opportunity, a credible opportunity, and he chose not to take it. I understand that, and, you know, we've moved on here.
Moved on here. That was then. This is now. This segment brought to you by Grand Appliance NTV. Grand Appliance makes appliance shopping easy with a low price guarantee, user-friendly website, extensively trained sales team, and hundreds of models in stock every day. Best of all, you can save an extra 5% on most brands through June 17th. Grand Appliance, trusted since 1930. Dan Bernstein with you 9 to noon, middays, Monday through Friday. And that was Roger Goodell in seemingly very, very different times. We've moved on. They didn't want to think about it. They didn't want to deal with it. That was the end of the blackballing when we knew that it was real. And we knew that, the effort to actually give him a chance wasn't necessarily a real or truthful one. And people were still in fear of a backlash from the absolute worst segment of NFL fans. Well, you heard what the players said, and the players said it specifically and explicitly, what we want to hear, what we want to hear from you. So Roger Goodell made a statement on Friday evening from apparently his basement or my friend's basement in 1978, however he got there. Here's what the NFL commissioner said.
It has been a difficult time for our country, in particular, black people in our country. First, my condolences to the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and all the families who have endured police brutality. We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people. We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much needed change in this country. Without black players, there would be no National Football League. And the protests around the country are emblematic of the centuries of silence, inequality, and oppression of black players, coaches, fans, and staff. We are listening. I am listening. And I will be reaching out to players who have raised their voices and others on how we can improve and go forward for a better and more united NFL family.
That's Roger Goodell now. And that's a start. That is a very, very strong start. And with that statement, with the statement that we were wrong, something important got said. When they admit to their lack of understanding of, in large part, their labor force, their longtime labor force, and what is foreseen to be their labor force. Sports changed. The power of the player, regardless of collective bargaining, salaries, etc., that changed things there. But it wasn't perfect. It could have been better. And by the way, I'm happy to discuss this. 312-644-6767 to hear what you hear in that and what it means to you as a longtime NFL fan, having been through everything that we have been through and are going through. Look forward to talking to you about it. I want you to hear what Jemele Hill said when she appeared on CNN to discuss this statement by the league. Jemele Hill of The Atlantic and the Jemele Hill is Unbothered podcast was with on CNN on Saturday. And she was asked what changed for Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Well, a lot of things changed, starting with the shift in public opinion and how throughout these protests and with what's happened in the last few months with Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and certainly now with George Floyd, that there have been considerable people who have looked at what Colin Kaepernick was protesting for in 2016 and finally having to admit that he was right. And so there's been a dramatic shift in public opinion. And also, as the reports have come out, that inside the NFL's own building, many of their black employees have brought this to Roger Goodell's attention and essentially started their own rally from inside by having the NFL social media team deciding to put out a video where NFL superstars were speaking to some of the things that Roger Goodell was. He couldn't ignore this any longer. Mm-hmm. And while I'm just as stunned to see the commissioner apologize, the person who really deserves an apology is Colin Kaepernick, because the league left him hanging out to dry, mm-hmm. Because what the president said about them, because they were too scared to enter this fight. And that's the person he really needs to apologize to, because they blackballed him from the league for pointing out a very obvious historical problem when it comes to policing and black people and systematic oppression.
That's Jemele Hill on CNN saying say his name, apologize directly to Colin Kaepernick and admit he was right. He was right. He was right. This segment is brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Want the same internet but more privacy? DuckDuckGo's got you covered. They help millions of people like you get privacy online without any trade-offs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified. So what the statement does, at the very least, what it obviates is the ability of anyone to weaponize the racists among sports fans. And there has been an overpowered and overrepresentative subset because they've been loud and because they've been incredibly angry that there's been a fear. And I'm not certain that all owners are over that fear, because every market is different. Every fan base is different. And there are more racists in some fan bases than others. We know that. Hell, NASCAR all but admitted it. Did you see somebody talk about twisting themselves into pretzels? I mean, when you talk about the difficulty of dealing with somebody, I think it was Dale Earnhardt Jr. even said, he goes, yeah, it's kind of hard for us because, you know, our sport has got a reputation as being redneck and racist, and it makes it really difficult. And he said the quiet part out loud because he wasn't afraid of it. But that's the same that football is dealing with in some individual markets with it that aren't perhaps equal to other markets in the way that they think. But football was previously terrified of that percentage of racists. They are now not. And that matters. It matters when demagogues had successfully weaponized the racists to fan the flames of racial divisiveness. That's not happening anymore. You cannot overstate the significance of that change. You cannot overstate the significance of people now at least beginning to try to understand what Colin Kaepernick was saying, beginning to reach out a little bit and to think, well, I guess maybe he had a point. You know why? Because we turned on our television and we saw it. And we saw it with every swing of a nightstick and with every arrested journalist and every slashed tire. And it was made manifest in front of us after the fact, in the actual protest against police brutality themselves. There was all the brutality on display: rubber bullets to the face, using pepper balls against peaceful protesters who hadn't done anything, who were literally just standing there. People boxed in, what they called kettling, the idea of bikes and groups of cops boxing people in, not letting them leave, of waiting for just after curfew to go in and start cracking heads just because they could. We saw it. Everybody saw it. The cell phone camera is changing the world. And now the NFL is, and I guarantee you that those conversations among owners, like, well, what? There are some, I'm sure, who are saying, what did Roger do out there? What am I supposed to do? Jerry Jones got to be terrified right now. Jerry Jones has been able to romp and stomp his power and wealth all over everything. What the NFL cannot do is now try to say, oh, okay, now we're going to have a colored ribbon and some giant initiative that we're going to put a huge brand on it and we're going to water it down and we'll take pennies on the dollar and pledge that we're going to give this money. No, 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 no. This, it has to be real community level support. And perhaps it's a ground up issue. Perhaps you go to George McCaskey and you see what the Bears, among others, are doing, and what Sam Acho and a bunch of Chicago athletes were all doing. They went to the Austin neighborhood and sat and talked and asked how they could help. There are examples being set. There are ways to do this. There are important things that can be done to understand how the police forces need to be reformed in our country and reimagined from the ground up. And that's a lot of what I've been reading about over the weekend, about Camden, New Jersey, about what Minneapolis is going to do, about the immensely successful reformation of policing to a community level model in Camden, New Jersey, where it was about community cooperation, communication, and most of all, trust. Of rather than having an occupying army to come in and crack heads, rather than having the conflict of over militarized forces that are too recently removed from slave patrols, from groups that existed, they had been direct descendants of groups that were only created to control, harass, and terrorize people of color. And that still too many of our models are built out of that. That to understand there are better, smarter, nicer ways of doing it, the NFL could be helpful in that regard. These are the real things. These are the policy changes. It's changing the way we think about our budgeting and where city tax dollars go and how they can help all people and not just be used to protect the privileged and the powerful by pushing down those who are not. An email here from Rudy, who writes, let this be the first email I send in support of Roger Goodell. I couldn't stand him or most of the NFL despite my love of the game. At least Goodell mentioned the full name of George Floyd. Was the Goodell message perfect? Nope. But it's a million miles away from where they were. And now it's not really about Colin Kaepernick or a flag anymore. That's just noise around the real issue. Maybe something is actually, finally changing. I hope. I don't think there's any question that it is. I think we can all agree on that. We all feel it. We all see it. We all know it. The sports world is a different place today than it was when our show ended on Friday. We're in a different place, and there's no going back. Kevin is in Dalton, and he's on the score. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm all right.
That's good. Hey, I just asked a question. Do you think that the players' union or the players themselves have enough money to buy the XFL? If they, it's just that if they had stock or equity in ownership, okay, then maybe that's a way that we can also look at this as even more leverage, because now you are owning something, and it could be eventually a competing product.
Well, that's an outside-the-box thought, Kevin. I hadn't really considered that. If they want to actually be in the football business themselves, my guess is they don't want that aggravation, and they certainly don't want the risk. And if you are just looking at it from, if you went to your business advisor and said, should I buy this? I think we may have learned, many of us would have learned our lesson from the XFL, that it's probably not money well spent. But I like your idea of the idea of players understanding the value of ownership, that whether players got together, even owning a franchise, if you had a pool of players that could own a franchise, to just have one seat at the table would be an immensely powerful thing, rather than trying to invest in a competing league. Because the XFL as an investment, I think the track record there, it's sort of like when my financial advisor would say, never, ever, he goes, don't ever come to me and say you're investing in a restaurant or a bar, ever. He said, I will tell you to not do that. And he said, wait, he says, unless somebody involved is named Melman. He said, if that's the case, maybe I'd think about it. But he said, like, whatever the percentages are, 97% of those investments end up blowing up on you. But the XFL itself, I like your idea, though, of understanding equity and ownership and players being empowered by actually being at that table, at those meetings. But those owners are not going to relinquish that because of the value of all of it. There's another story over the weekend, a major one that raises a lot of questions about what we've been doing and how we're thinking about the past and the future in sports and the way people are treated. And that's at the University of Iowa. And it has to do with longtime empowered strength coach Chris Doyle. More than $800,000 a year. He was more than a strength coach. He appears to have been an enforcer of whiteness in a really ugly way. Kirk Ferentz was talking about it and weighing in on it, and we need to ask questions about how we look at who's in charge of some of these teams. Because at the college level, you're not talking about people with an equal voice. You're talking about a vastly unequal power structure. And the University of Iowa football program has a great deal of explaining to do, because their former players and some of their current players actually decided to muster the power to speak out, including current Bears lineman James Daniels, who was an important voice in explaining just how racist the strength coach was and or is, despite his denials. We're going to get into that in a little bit and break down what matters there. And I should mention that Anthony Heron, the former Iowa defensive lineman and NFLer, is going to talk about his experience and give us his perspective on that and more coming up at 11. But we're going to hear from Kirk Ferentz, and we're going to see the statement from the strength coach. But there are major issues at the University of Iowa we're going to get into next. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data ID prioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Music trivia.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
We're talking to Mark Grace here. Can I ask, like, what is your side of the story? Because I was actually at the game in 01 when you were with the Diamondbacks and you came back and you played at Wrigley and there was a huge standing ovation for you. There was never really an issue with Mark Grace and Cubs fans. So I don't really understand what happened between you and the organization.
Let's just put it this way. When we're younger, we all think we're probably better than we actually are or something like that. I just know this, that after 13 years of playing with the Chicago Cubs, I wanted to be a Cub for life. I wanted to be a Cub for life, and unfortunately for me, you know, I'm not the one making that decision.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's time to go back to work. There's a lot to do. We have things to make, stuff to build, cargo to ship, customers to serve. So grab a 5-hour energy and get ready. For 16 years, through good times and bad, 5-Hour Energy has been there helping hard-working people get stuff done. It's time to go back to work. Let's roll up our sleeves and get going. For more information and to order online, visit 5HourEnergy.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Burstein with you on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. If you've been following over the weekend, there was a groundswell among former University of Iowa football players talking about how much racial discomfort was fomented by the coaching staff in their experience as players and how difficult it was for them to be themselves and how their blackness was used against them and was tried to be, in large part, coached out of them by their strength and conditioning coach, who is a guy named Chris Doyle. And when something like this happens, you know the rule. When it comes to major college revenue-generating sports, it's always about the head coach. You can't pin anything on an assistant. It is always about the head coach because the head coach knows everything. All these layers of plausible deniability, whether it's Rick Pitino and the Hookers or Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky, they always know because they know everything about their programs. They are control freaks. That is always, always the conclusion. The head coach is responsible. Think about it like what the Sarbanes-Oxley legislation did for people after the Enron scandal, saying it is you must know because you are on the hook for it. And it is, no matter what any head coach says, well, I didn't know, I wasn't aware, bullcrap. Absolute bullcrap, because they know and they're always aware. With that, here is Iowa Hawkeyes coach Kirk Ferentz releasing. This is his statement on the team's Twitter account Saturday.
This is a defining moment for the Iowa Hawkeye football program. Over the past 24 hours, I've seen some difficult and heartbreaking posts on social media. I appreciate the former players' candor and have been reaching out to many of them individually and will continue to do so moving forward to learn more about their experiences in our program. I'm planning on talking to many more of them in the coming days. This is a process. It's going to take some time, but change, again, starts by listening first. Many of the discussions have centered around our strength and conditioning program and Coach Chris Doyle. I've spoken with him about the allegations posted on social media. They're troubling and have created a lasting impact on those players. Therefore, Coach Doyle has been placed on administrative leave immediately while an independent review can take place. He and I agree that all parties have to have their voices heard, and then a decision about how we move forward will take place. There's been a call for a cultural shift in our program. Therefore, I'm creating an advisory committee chaired by a former player and comprised of current and former players as well as departmental staff. This will be a diverse group that will be able to share without judgment so we can all examine where we are today and how we can have a better environment tomorrow. Football is a game of discipline and sacrifice. In our program, we have high standards, accountability, and we have a good team of players, coaches, and staff members. But it's clear we can all do more to creating a better environment, a respectful environment, one where every player can grow, develop, and become the best version of himself. As I told the team earlier this week, I'm a white football coach. Teaching is what I do. But I also know it's important to know when to be the student. Several days ago, several players reached out to me to ask for permission to go on social media to participate in the discussion, the national discussion about social injustice, racism, and inequality. As a team, we agreed last Thursday to lift the longstanding ban on social media, so you will be seeing them enter the now broader conversation. These are painful times. As a leader, you can learn a lot by listening, but at some point you must take action. Finally, I told the team that change will begin with us, but in reality, it begins with me.
Well, we'll see. It's a great Freudian slip in there, too, about that special committee being compromised of instead of comprised of. And amazing to think that players have to go and ask permission. Ask permission to engage in conversation. And he had to, like, he looks magnanimous in granting, yes, you can have thoughts on the world. You're at an institution of higher learning. And a state-run institution of higher learning, and they had to go and ask for and receive permission, the current players, to actually weigh in on some of this stuff. Read the details about what goes on with the racist strength coach who needs to be fired right now. And they can say all they want about their administrative review. Unless you're accusing every single one of these players of making up every one of these incidents, where he makes fun of them for having tattoos, he pulls down his pants to mock them, he tells one guy who came from an affluent area of New Jersey, I'm going to send you back to the streets. The idea that in the building they didn't feel that they could be themselves because of what this coach was saying to them. That guy's got to go, and he should have been gone, and he should be gone now, whatever protocols you have. And then the fact that Chris Doyle was dumb enough to come out with a non-apology statement yesterday. And he says, I've been asked to remain silent, but that is impossible for me to do. Yeah, well, you were asked to remain silent for a reason, because this didn't help you. And nowhere in his statement does he apologize. Nowhere in his statement does he say, I'm sorry. And then he has the audacity to conclude by saying there are countless men of character who are better fathers, husbands, activists, leaders, and contributors to society due to their experience at Iowa football. The record will show this. He's been there 21 years, and he has piled up any number of overtly racist incidents, and he has the nerve to say that he's making these people better fathers, husbands, activists, leaders, and contributors because he's trying to coach the blackness out of them. This guy's absolutely got to go. That is without question. He needs to be gone post haste. The real question is how we look at the extent to which we allow people to change. I've always thought highly of Kirk Ferentz, and he's been on this station any number of times, and I've always thought that he's been, as college football coaches go, one of the guys who isn't a complete chud, because there's a lot of Mike Gundys out there, there's a lot of Greg Schiano's out there, there's any number of people, Larry Fedora, or any number of these goofs out there, militaristic goofs, and I thought he's something other than that, smarter than that, and nicer than that. But he knew. There's no question to me that he knew what was going on with this coach who was there to instill fear and discomfort. And that was part of their culture. It was part of how he coached. So the question is, how do we handle it? Do we take Kirk Ferentz at his word that he needs to listen and he's going to improve and he's going to change? Or is he hiding behind a council like this? Is it impossible for Iowa football to recover from something like this as long as he's head coach? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know him well enough. I can't say that I'm an expert on Iowa football. And I don't think you have to go in and slash and burn everything when, in fact, he needs to better understand his players. He needs to better understand a certain kind of player. I wonder what it means for, if you're a football fan, what it means for how they've recruited, too. Have they stayed away from certain kinds of players who they thought maybe it would be harder to coach the blackness out of them? Or do you think that because the head coach is 100% responsible, that it means he has to go too? And he made reference to that. He did. He said that's sort of beyond my purview as to whether or not I'm going to be the person to lead Iowa into a new, more aware cultural era. He did say that. And I guess I'll put that out there, that sometimes you think, is, do we have to allow for the possibility that somebody can change? Because we're all learning. We're all listening. And like I say, reading about things. I'm the furthest thing from a criminologist, and reading about the history of policing in this country and how our police forces metastasized into what they've become and how oppressive they are, and how I just never saw it that way, never understood it, and never looked at how, by the very nature and structure of what they've become, they are oppressive to people of color, because in large part they were designed to be, whether it was understood consciously or not, that over time that mission creep has gotten severe and deadly, truly deadly, dangerous, deadly, and immensely unproductive on the large scale. And I do think that understanding, based on a bill that's being introduced in Congress as we speak, literally, as we speak, there's a press conference going on right now that is introducing sweeping changes on a federal level. But it has to happen locally, too. You know, so we've all been reading about it. We've all been learning new things and listening to people and trying to empathize and trying to understand that for us to say that Kirk Ferentz can't be the guy after employing this coach for 21 years and now suddenly saying, now I get it. Now I understand. Now I know what we need to do. I don't know. I guess we have to. It's up to those players. It's up to whatever this committee is to decide if he really means it, if he's taking him at his word. Maybe he is, and maybe he's 100% sincere. But after two decades of having this coach this close to you, there's no way he didn't know. And I keep getting back to that. And I keep thinking that anybody who would want to, he's a strength coach making $1 million a year. And it seemed to be convenient to have this guy as his valuable bad cop, his valuable cultural martinet enforcing a discipline that was uneven, that was racially uneven by choice. I don't know. And if I sound conflicted, it's because I am. That it's an honest conflict that you're hearing right here, because I can make one side of an argument and then I can try to be aware and sensitive to the other side of it. This is a complicated time, and this matters, because college is different than the pros, because college football is already, as we know, inherently exploitative, painfully so. And then to have this added on top of it about what those players are sacrificing and getting nothing in return. You say, oh, they got a college education in return. They got that value of that college education. No, we're long past that argument now that we know what the expectations are for being forced into certain majors and not being able to take certain classes and not being able to take certain labs and certain hours. They are there to play football, and that's part of the unspoken contract. So for this to go at the college level has a completely different kind of meaning than what we're seeing in the pros right now. 312-644-6767. We're going to be talking about this more, as I mentioned, with Anthony Heron, because he's going to be joining us at 11. And he was there when this guy Doyle was there. He's seen it. He's been in that weight room. And if you notice, he changed his profile picture on Twitter. It had been a picture of him playing for the University of Iowa, and now it's a picture of him playing for the Detroit Lions. So we'll talk to him about what his experience, what he saw, his feelings about Kirk Ferentz as well, about how much opportunity, how much chance, how much do you want to know and think that he's sincere when he talks about being part of the positive change, or is he just covering his ass because he knows for 21 years he had this guy doing a lot of the dirty work trying to whitewash the black culture of his players, making fun of them, making them uncomfortable, making them try to live in a lie, live a way that they were expected to live when it's just not who they are. It's not good. And my hope is that the people who run a public university are having some of these difficult discussions right now as well. Joe Cowley is coming up next, to the Sun-Times Bulls beat guy. Will tell us what the latest is on the Bulls' efforts to turn themselves into a decent basketball team. Arturas Karnishevas, I guess, is finally going to come riding into town, a wompin' and a wompin' every living thing within an inch of its life. But every day that Jim Boylan remains the coach is a day that everybody above him looks dumber. We'll talk to Joe Cowley next on The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
How to improve your dining room by The Home Depot. New wood floors, new paint on the walls. Sure, you know us for that. But how about a new dining room table? Matching chairs? Bar stools? How about free and flexible delivery with easy online returns? Now you can explore decor in a whole new way. Save now on furniture. Everything for your home. Everything from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only valid through June 17th. Limitations apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's time to go back to work. There's a lot to do. We have things to make, stuff to build, cargo to ship, customers to serve. So grab a 5-hour energy and get ready. For 16 years, through good times and bad, 5-hour energy has been there helping hard-working people get stuff done. It's time to go back to work. Let's roll up our sleeves and get going. For more information and to order online, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. Plus, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. Visit Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available ever. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, user rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
What's happening in your world matters more today than ever before. To stay safe, stay informed. Check in several times each day to News Radio 780 or 105.9 FM. It's Chicago's only all-news station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or